On to ecology now for topic 5.10. Explain that the numbers and distributions of organisms in a habitat are controlled by biotic and abiotic factors. Okay, there are ways that we can look at the distribution of organisms. And we do that using very, very large major ecosystems called biomes. So things like tundra, taiga, Mediterranean, arid desert, steppe, grassland, savanna, and so on, montane forest, tropical rainforest. These are all biomes, major ecosystems. And they do have a very broad geographical range, but fairly narrow in terms of things like temperature and precipitation. Now, when we're looking at ecology, we start off with the entire biosphere, which is the Earth. Then we can go down to the biomes, the ecosystems within the biomes, the community within the ecosystem, so that's all the organisms in a particular area. The population will be all the organisms of a single species in the area, and then we can look at the actual individual itself. Okay, so abiotic factors affecting the distribution of organisms would be the non-living features. Okay, so we're going to look at light, temperature, water availability from rainfall, humidity, topography, wind, and edaphic factors, so soil content and mineral content. Okay. Remember then that plants need to photosynthesize. They need to have light at the correct wavelengths. Okay, the amount of light in an area is going to affect what can grow. Looking at temperature, looking at our biomes themselves, the temperature affects the rate of biochemical reactions. So you need to be thinking enzymes at this point. Okay, it's also going to affect other factors such as the rate of evaporation. But generally, an increase in temperature means an increase in biodiversity. Rainfall, the root systems respond differently to different rainfall scenarios. So if you get deep, infrequent rain, you'll have quite a well-developed root system. Deep and frequent, they will be deep root, but they won't be quite as plentiful. Shallow, infrequent rainfall will select for plants with very shallow, dense root systems. Humidity affects evaporation and transpiration. Organisms with a large, moist surface areas are limited in their area. So big things like bananas. You won't find a banana in the desert. Okay. Topography, altitude, slope and aspect affect the climate, the drainage and the weathering in the area. And the soil itself consists of whether it has water, air, dissolved minerals, other living organisms, influenced by climate and topography, bedrock geology, and the other flora and fauna. The biotic factors are all the living organisms. So we're looking at feeding relationships, okay, predation and scavenging. We're looking at symbiosis, mutualism, where both get to benefit, commensalism, where one benefits and one has a neutral experience all round, and parasitism and disease, where one, the parasite, benefits and the other, the host, loses out. Competition could be intraspecific, so within the species for access to mates and habitat and food, or interspecific, so between the other organisms, perhaps for their niche. Okay. We can monitor these relationships using population ecology methods. Okay. And population ecology tends to limit things down to cycles. The predators limit the number of prey. The prey limit the number of predators. Okay. We need to then go on to look at niches and competitions. But for now, you just need to remember there are an awful lot of different situations and different factors that might affect how many of a particular organism you have in a particular area.